Welcome to the Bro vs. Bro podcast. I'm your bro Dayton.
And I'm your bro Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to us by Life with Lemons. It's a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. How do crazy people go through the forest?
I don't know. How do crazy people go through the forest?
They take the psychopath.
It's a good joke, and if you'd like to send us in a joke or any of these other segments that we're about to go through, you can contact us at brovsbro@outlook.com. Now it's time for this week's Big Word of the Week, which Dayton has for us.
The Big Word of the Week is brought to us by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Copacetic, which means fine, completely, satisfactory, and okay. Easy. What is one thing that is copacetic in your life?
Bro versus Bro podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is copacetic over here at the Bro versus Bro Institute. Anyway, now it's time for this week's climate change activist. This week's climate change activist is Zai Bastida. Zai Bastida is a teenage climate activist currently based in New York City, and one of the lead organizers of the Fridays for Future Youth Climate Strike movement. So, Dane, how? She sounds like a good climate activist to you?
Yes.
Is that all you have to say?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna jump right into this week's This or That question, which Dane asked for us.
Today's This or That is brought to us by Carolina Hoop Fest. You can contact them at carolinahoopfest.com. Contact Tyler to sign up for leagues from third grade to high school. And the This or That question is, summer or winter?
You go first.
I choose summer. Why do I choose summer, you might ask? I choose summer because you can get in the pool. You're not at school usually, unless it's like one of those sad schools. But you're usually not at school. And you can hop in the pool, but during winter, it's just cold. Like, super cold outside, and you don't want to be over there. You can't hop in the pool will be frozen.
Which is why you go ice skating. And that's why I like the winter, also by force. But I like the winter because of snow. You can have snowball fights and all these other fun stuff. Do stuff with snow and ice skating, you know.
Sometimes if it doesn't snow.
It's just still fun. At least you don't overheat. You know?
What happens if you get hypothermia?
What happens if you pass out from heat stroke?
What happens if you stay inside?
You could do both on either one. Okay, now it's time for this week's book recommendation, which Dana's. Alright, actually, I have it. Sorry.
No, not today.
This week's book recommendation is Number of the Stars. Number of the Stars is a work of historical fiction by American author Lois Lowry. It's about the escape of a Jewish family from Copenhagen, Denmark during World War II. The story centers on 10-year-old Anne Marie Johansson, who lives with her family in Copenhagen in 1943.
Sounds like a good story! Yes, okay. Very good story.
Okay. Now it's time for this week's climate fact, which Dayton has for us.
This week's climate fact is brought to us by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. Super pollutants include methane, black carbon, and HFCs. These are emitted from a variety of human sources, including landfills, agriculture, transportation, and refrigerants. If you're asking how these things are caused, it's caused by us. And then super pollutants are pretty much like all of our trash going into the ocean and landfills and stuff, and then animals will eat that trash and then they'll most likely die. Like if you put your Sprite bottle in chuck it into the sea, a sea turtle could die.
Yep. Okay. As we get to the end of this week's podcast, it's time for the random act of kindness quote. This week's kindness quote is from Anonymous, so...
Where's the book?
We don't know who it is.
It's an anonymous book and an anonymous quote.
This one's not from the book. This one is from my heart. I don't know why I said that. Kindness is what makes you the most beautiful person in the world, no matter what you look like. So, Dayton, what does that mean to you?
You can be ugly and kind.
Okay. To the point. If you would like to send us in any of these segments or about that we went through, you contact us at brothersbroadoutlook.com. And now I'd like to give a shout out to the people who make us possible. Our producer slash director, BL Self. And this week, our song was 100 Days, 100 Nights by the Dap Kings.
Our team mom slash cutie, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey, because what would we do without a therapy dog? And like my mom always says,
stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
Goodbye.
This is Bro vs. Bro.